The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Friday. Welcome to Morning Hookup. Boy, that helped me get going well. A little foggy morning for Hooksy after his birthday, so, but welcome in. I'm here. The good vibrations. Ready to rock and roll. Jeff Moats laughing.
I mean, compared to, you know, the last mornings after your birthday.
Yeah, well, this is way better.
This is pretty good.
This is way better. Moats, we talked about it. It was 4 years ago that Coach Frost got hired on my birthday.
And that's when you turned 40.
Yes, and we had to do a show. The next day, we opened up, and Nick and I came in on. It was Saturday, whatever it was. We did a show, and that was a little struggle, but we got through it. So I want to thank everyone that reached out and said happy birthday, all the friends, the family, the listeners. It was a great day. It was a great day yesterday. I got the chance to golf, 72 degrees on my birthday. I'll take
beautiful.
I'll take that every year, please.
Yeah.
The only birthday gift I need is 72 and no wind
in
on
golf.
December 2nd in golf. Done. But I appreciate it.
Glad you had a good day.
Yeah, thanks.
Good deal.
Big show today. We got Moats sitting here. We're going to do a little prep basketball. Robin Wash at 915, HuskerLine.com. Lots moving in the Nebraska world yesterday. We knew it was kind of coming, didn't we, Will? We kind of teased a little bit. Adrian Martinez has hit the transfer portal. And then Mickey Joseph. Sounds like that deal is on its way and being finalized. No announcements yet, but I expect it soon.
I would imagine probably either today or maybe the latest Monday.
Yeah, probably like 11:05 when we get off the air.
Yeah, probably.
It always happens.
Just like Adrian announcing he was leaving.
Yep, 11:05.
Yeah.
So we will talk Adrian Martinez. We'll talk Mickey Joseph. Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine at 10 o'clock. Whole lot of stuff to go with Dane. Need to have him look at my knuckle.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what's going on.
Your knuckle?
Look at this thing.
There's a bump on
it. Like a bump on it.
Like an extra bump on your knuckle.
Yeah, and if I like... Like a tendon. I don't know what's going on with it.
Dane will know. Wow.
So we don't have to like research an injury at this point. We'll just talk about it. Okay? But let's kick it off. Jeff Moats in the house. Basketball has started. It's underway. Got off last night with a slew of games.
There was a lot that got underway last night. Probably the big one that happened was on the girls' side between two-time defending state champ Pius X and Fremont, who was that was the championship game last March. And the scenario totally different, where Pius is ranked in the preseason top 10, and Fremont, in some cases, was either ranked third or number one, mm-hmm. depending on what you look at for polls. And this game went double overtime last night, and it was Pius that prevailed at home, 68-64 in a thriller. That's a great way to start things out.
Wow.
On the basketball court to start the season. And then the Pius boys won by 23 last night over Fremont. The game we did over on KFOR last night to start the season was Northeast and South Sioux City. And, you know, the Northeast girls beforehand, they won by 34. And the Northeast boys won 78-46. And Northeast had everybody on the bench score last night. Everybody
top
got,
to bottom.
Top to bottom.
That's awesome.
Everybody got a basket or a free throw at least.
That's where at the end of the game you're asking your players, okay, who hasn't scored yet? You know, you're at
right.
That's where you go to.
Right. So everybody got to score last night. Carlos Valdez led the way. He was one of four players in double figures with 16 points. The thing about Northeast this year is that they don't have a lot of height compared to a lot of schools in town. Just seeing the preseason capsules, Lincoln High's got some height. Southeast, who lost a couple of key guys from a year ago, they've got height this year, younger talent that's mm-hmm. got height. Southwest has got some depth and height, and Pius is going to be tall, too, with the Hostrider brothers on that floor, mm-hmm. Both of which have committed to Division I programs. And you look at North Star, they got some height. Brennan Clemens Jr. puts some size in the middle for them. And then you look at Northeast and East, and you think, you know, traditionally these teams have had some tall guys and talent. They're rather small in comparison. So, but Northeast has got quickness last night, and they can shoot the ball. They can attack the basket. They can work the interior. They got great defense. I don't know how many turnovers they forced last night right offhand, but there were a lot of turnovers committed by South Sioux City, and it was just a mismatch from the tip, really. And, you know, the only time South Sioux had a lead was the first basket of the game about 2 minutes into the contest. And after that, Northeast went on an 8-0 run.
Well, that's the way to start it out.
So, yeah, Northeast looks pretty good this year. But I think everybody's putting their eggs toward either Pius or Southwest. You know, don't count out North Star. East might be a tough, gritty team. They got a 2-point win last night over Elkhorn South.
And yeah, apparently that was a close shot at the end, too.
Yeah, it was a buzzer beater.
It was, wow. Okay.
And I think it was, wow. Was it Templemeyer that hit the shot?
That's right.
And then, yep. And then you know, Southeast got a win over Millard South last night. Lincoln High, unfortunately, got beat by Millard North, who is supposed to be in the hunt again for another state championship. So there's a lot of things that are happening here with some basketball early. Still a very young season. A lot of things are going to probably change over the course here of the next month or so to see where everybody's going to be at in the scheme of things.
What a great start.
Yeah.
Talked about that. Mo, you did talk about a few games that were lopsided last night, and I know you mentioned those, cause and then we looked, I'm like, how is that possible? Like,
well, there were girls' games.
Girls' games, right?
There was one with Gretna and Omaha South where Gretna won 66-9.
Jeez.
And then Omaha Central girls beat Omaha Bryan 95-8.
Oh, my God.
I had to do a double take. I'm like, is that an actual score?
Is that possible? Most
imagine broadcasting that game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? There was running clock after the 40-point threshold in the second half.
Okay. Well, then it would
you'd be done in probably about 45 minutes.
It'd be a quick night.
That's
it'd
incredible.
Be very quick.
That is incredible. Well, hey, my eyes on Omaha Central girls this year then. Man, they're putting up numbers.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, looking at there's a game tomorrow over on KFOR that we'll have at about 6:05 tomorrow night with Will on the call. That's Lincoln East and Creighton Prep. And Prep had a nail-biter out at Grand Island last night, only winning that one by the final of 62-60 like East did over Elkhorn South, ironically. But Isaac Trout had 34 points for Grand Island. He had 21 in the first half.
Wow. That's a good start for him. And we are going to be broadcasting, I know, some of his games this year.
We're going to have a few Grand Island games this year on both KFOR and here on ESPN Lincoln. I made sure that we get those games on because if you've not seen Isaac Trout play and not heard about him, he's going off to play at Virginia next year, and he's one of the top recruits in the country. He is a great player all around. You know, growing up, he played the guard position, and then he had a growth spurt, and he became a big man, but a big man that can handle the basketball.
Very skilled big man.
He's very skilled. And in this day and age of college basketball, you see a lot of big men out there that can handle the basketball well. They can attack and drive the basket. They don't just stand there on the low block and try to get the ball fed to them to where they can score from close range.
It's not like back in your day, Moats. The idea of the typical center is gone.
No, it's just very
pretty much. I mean, especially if you're going to go to the next level and play college or, you know, aspire to go any further.
There's so much of a different flow to the game on all levels. You see it in the youth level. You see it in the high school level. The college level's different. The NBA game has been completely different for many, many years to where you really don't have a dominant big man. Everybody's just spreading out the floor, and they're interchanging. They're doing all sorts of picks, pick and rolls, and they're cutting to the basket more. Very rarely are you going to see anybody go down to the low block and post somebody up unless you got a big-time mismatch or you have a guy that can really do some damage down there.
We got Jeff Moats in the house previewing the start of high school basketball here in the great city of Lincoln. What's coming up for these kids? I know are there holiday tournaments that are coming up that maybe somebody wants to go out and watch and
well,
see some teams.
But you know, here in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have regular season play, and then there's the Christmas moratorium that'll be coming up. And then I believe it's the 27th is when a lot of the conference or holiday tournaments begin. The Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament will be held here in Lincoln, and I don't remember right offhand what school it's going to be at here in town, but that's the big tournament that they have that they play to see who's going to be the conference champion in the tournament in addition to what they have for the regular season. You're going to see the six LPS schools that are part of the HAC, along with Fremont, Grand Island, and you'll have Norfolk, Columbus, Pius, in that mix. Kearney's in that mix too. They'll play some playing games, and then what they'll do is they'll kind of pare things down, then they'll move to one location and play the rest of the tournament. And a year ago we saw the Pius 10th boys and girls win that tournament. Can that happen again this year? we'll see. Pius looks pretty good for both the boys and girls at this point. I still think there's some other great talent around town that'll, you know, we'll see how they shine here as we get in toward that part of the season. And once that's all done, as we get into January, it's full speed ahead, baby.
Yeah.
We got basketball just about every weekend.
I'm looking at some of the games coming up. I mean, December 10th, we got the classic, you know, Lincoln Christian, Lincoln Lutheran. Our own Connor Clark's going to be on that one. I mean, there's some good games coming up.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you know, Lincoln Christian boys got a win last night. They got Easton Marshbanks at 7 foot, who's back this year, Gage Holland, and some of those other guys that have been part of that program, or Lincoln Lutheran and other programs around the city that have been very, very good and very, you know, good talent just all around to watch. And so there's a lot of basketball to check out this year. If you need to get a high school fix, I'm sure there are Friday nights and some Saturdays you can stop by and check out any of these teams play, in addition to your college fix and your pro fix. So it's a good time of the year. If there's anything I like about winter, it's basketball season.
Yes. And Lincoln, for some reason, it just, you know, Lincoln, we've talked about the Lincoln and Omaha, you know, the gap between basketball, and, you know, maybe this is the year Lincoln can close it a little bit.
Well, you certainly hope after what happened a year ago at the Class A tournament. You know, a lot of people thought Pius would get around that first round game with Millard West, and Millard West wins it on a buzzer beater.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose a lot of depth from that Pius team, but they're still good this year. They're, in some cases, whatever rankings you look at, they're number five, maybe a little bit higher, maybe slightly lower. I still think they're going to be a competitive team. Lincoln Southwest, I think a lot of people don't realize how good this team is going to be. And then you look at everybody else in town, you got contenders in North Star, Southeast, Northeast, East. They're all contenders. And so it wouldn't surprise me that any one of those teams would interchange with somebody else in the top 10 at some point this year. So,
good stuff, man. It's exciting stuff. It's kicked off. Moats, appreciate you, man. We're going to get you going because we know you got
briefing to go to.
But you're going to have Moats every Friday. We'll continue to update prep basketball, all the comings and goings, the tournaments, and when you can hear these beautiful angel voices on the radio.
Week from tonight, all begins here on ESPN Lincoln with Lincoln Christian, Lincoln Lutheran, as Will said.
There you go. All right, Moats, appreciate you. Hey, when we come back, kicking it off, we're going to go to Robin Wash at HuskerLine.com.